Welcome to an enlightening podcast from IslamPodcasts.com. We encourage our listeners to please comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please remind your family and friends to also visit IslamPodcasts.com for engaging discussions on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran, tafsir, seerah, and much more. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com as well as rate, review of iTunes.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد إن شاء الله in today's talk we will be continuing on the subject of companies or partnerships in Islam that we started about 2 weeks ago, and inshallah we'll continue on every other week. In our last talk, we talked about, and I'll try to inshallah summarize a bit what we discussed. We talked about the kinds of companies that Islam allows. And we talked about it. There are five different kinds of partnerships or companies which are allowed in Islam. And those companies, as we discussed, the names of those companies, if you want to call them, are those five companies are Sharikat al-Inan. The second one is Al-Abdan. So the Inan means this is of equal partnership, and Abdan is where the parties are involved. In Inan, you have people or the partners who have effort and their property have been invested in that company. And I will briefly give a little bit more definitions again, inshallah, of each company and give some examples and move to the next one. Second one is called Al-Abdan. Abdan is referred to the bodies and the efforts of the people. And the third one is Al-Mudaraba. And the fourth one is Al-Wujuh. And the fifth one is Al-Mufawada. Now, when we discussed about Sharikat al-Inan, which is the company in which the parties which are involved, or the people who have the shares in the company, they have their bodies and their properties. So everyone who is part of that company invests his property, the mal, or and his efforts as well. Now, as far as the property goes or the mal goes, it doesn't have to be equal, number one thing. But everybody has to have investment of the mal or the property. Similarly, not everyone has to have same skill sets either. And they have to decide, come up with some contract, a stipulation of the profit, how much the profit each party will get. And of course, this is one of the kinds of Sharika, which is Sharikat al-Uqood. This is the one in which the Uqood or the contracts have been made. It is not the Sharika, it's not the share partnership in al-Amlak or the property only. It is more of the contracts that different parties are making about the business transactions that they're going to execute. And both the parties, as I said, they can have different amount of wealth invested, different amount of, or different kinds of skill sets invested, or amount of work. But when it comes to the profit, they decide how much profit, which one will gain. But when it comes to the loss, loss will be according to the ratio of the property each partner is investing. So now, here, it is good to have some examples so it makes sense what we are discussing. So for example, if there are, let's say, three friends, they get together, and they want to open up a company, or they want to have a startup a company on the basis of al-i'nan. Now, each one of them, let's say, they bring in $100,000, and they want to open up a grocery store. And one of them, he is good at, for example, moving the supplies from one place to another place. Second one is good at execution, for example, taking care of the cash register. And the third one, he is well aware of how to organize the store. And he continues to stock up the store and organize the store. So now, each one has a specific job to do, and each one has invested some money. Now, when they are looking at the profit, let's say if they're looking at the profits on a monthly basis or yearly basis, whatsoever they have decided. And from the beginning, they decided that whatever profit they will make, they will be, let's say, person A will be getting 30%, person B will be getting 30%, and person C will be getting 40%. So that's the whole 100% of the profit. So at the end of the month, for example, they decide they will be distributing the profit every month, and at the end of the month, they see that there is a profit of $10,000. Now, person A and person B are supposed to get 30% each. So each one of them will get $3,000. While person C will get $4,000, because that's what they agreed upon when it comes to the profits. And this is how this will be distributed. Now, as far as the loss goes, if instead of a profit, a loss happens, even though in the profit case, it was not evenly distributed, but when it comes to loss, because the property that was invested by each partner was equal, everyone had $100,000, and if they have, let's say, at the end of the month, they have lost $6,000. So each one will lose $2,000 now, because the investment was same. So this is the way we have to look at it. Even if somebody says, no, we are going to define the loss differently, it cannot work that way. It has to go back to the amount each person has invested from the wealth perspective, or the mal or the property. Another key thing about this partnership is you cannot delegate your work to somebody else. It has to be done by you. Even though this company or this partnership can employ people to do the job, but if there was a specific job that was assigned to a person, he has to take care of that job. So this is how Al-I'nan works. So I hope that the example of a grocery store makes sense here. Or even if somebody wants to buy, let's say he have an engineering company or some IT consulting company. Now, in the case of engineering or a consulting company, it could be engineering, it could be medicine, it could be whatsoever you can think of. And each person comes in, invests certain amount of money. So if somebody is going to open up a consulting company, for example, and in a way, it's not only the effort, but there is some investment involved. For example, they bring in the money, each person brings in this case again, let's say there are three people or two people in this case, and each one is investing $50,000. One is a software engineer, other one is a mechanical engineer. And they do certain kind of a job here, and they say that whatever the profit comes in, we will equally distribute 50% each. And even and their property was the same also. Now when they work, maybe one of them does some work now, okay? And the other one, even though he's supposed to do some work, but he does not get the work at that time. In this case, the profit that they will get, that will still be equally distributed. And if there is a loss, the loss will be equally distributed as well. Okay? So that's the al-irdan. Now, when we go to the second kind of the company that we discussed last time was sharakatul abdan. Al-abdan is about the effort. So the there is no property involved at all. There could be two or more people involved in this company. They have different kinds of skill sets even, but there is no wealth involved. They come in and they say, okay, we have different kinds of skill sets and we'll work together, and at the end of the day we will see whatever money we make, we will distribute among each other with the percentages that we have defined in the beginning of the contract. So if there are people, now we can take the same example of the engineers, but without the wealth involved, without the property involved, like the previous one. Now they are consultants, they're not spending anything now. Only thing they have is the skills. And they look for some job, they go ahead, execute, and then come back, and when they, whatever money they have made, they distribute among each other. Now, in this case, when it comes to the profit, obviously profit is will be distributed according to whatever they have stipulated in the beginning of the contract. If they agreed upon, those two engineers, one was a mechanical engineer, one was a computer engineer, and mechanical engineer, let's say, they agreed upon, he will get 60% of the profit. And the computer engineer will get 40% of the profit. Now, when there is a profit, whatever amount it is, it's 100,000 profit. Then mechanical engineer, he will get the $60,000. And the computer engineer will get the 40,000. But if there is a loss, the loss because there is no property involved, then in this case, the loss will be is the loss of the efforts. Whatever effort they have invested, it will be lost, and it will be, there's no money involved, so you cannot really divide the loss anyways. So the only thing that you lose is the effort. Now, in both the cases that we talk about, whether it's abdan or we talked about ainan, in both cases, we have the hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that back it up, that shows that it is allowed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the third kind of a company that we would like to discuss today is sharakatul madaraba. And this is one of the company that a lot of people do get involved, and there is a chance of making mistakes also as well in this one. So we really have to be very careful in understanding this company, and a lot of people do get involved in this kind of company. So al-mudaraba, which is also called the company of people who are investing, meaning they are only the investors. They are bringing in their capital and or capital or property whatsoever it is, but then they are not putting any effort. While the other partner or partners, they are putting in the effort in it. Okay, so in this case, there are some of the terms that we should be aware of. One is the one who's bringing in the wealth, which is the Rabbul Mal, the one who is spending or investing. That person is bringing, Rabbul Mal is bringing Mal. So the person who's the investor, he is bringing in the capital or the property. Now, there is Amil, the one who will be working, the one who is putting his effort. When I'm saying one, of course it could be one or more in both cases. Whether we're talking about the investor, or whether we're talking about the one who is putting his effort. They have to have an agreement again, Ijab wa Qabool. There has to be offering and acceptance to create this kind of a contract, like in any other contract in Islam. And in this case, what happens is, Rabbul Mal, the one who's investing, he does not have any kind of authority to have any say in disposing or executing the actions for the company. He cannot do that. The only person who can do that, or persons or people, are the one which are putting their effort. So they can be the one who can dispose, who can execute the actions for this company. Now, the one who is investing, he has the right to restrict the buying and selling, or whatsoever we are discussing here about the company that they have created. In this case, the investor can restrict the one who is putting the effort to do the sale of, for example, a specific kind of product. And that can be moved around from one place to another place. So he can put the restrictions in the contract. So restrictions will not be considered as he is disposing, he's the one who is executing the actions in the company. So here we can think of examples. For example, when we say investor, investor here means the person is a sleeping partner. He's not the one who is doing any kind of an effort for the company. He has just gave the money, and the money has to be completely under, the mal has to be completely under the authority of the other partners, the one who are putting the effort, that they can do whatever is allowed, of course, within the limitations, if there was any limitations was placed in the contract, or sharan, which is allowed. Now, in this case, what happens is, if a person comes in, and or a person or one or more people, they have wealth, and they say, okay, I want to invest some money, or want to make a company with other partners who do not have money, but he can invest the money in that company, so they can start up a business. So let's say there's one investor, and there are two people who are putting their efforts. So the one who's investing, he brings in $100,000. And the ones who are putting the effort, they are not bringing any money at all. Now they start up a business. Let's say they start up the business of selling clothes. So they have a store, they are selling clothes. One of them is buying in the stuff from the wholesale market, bringing to the store, and the other one is the one who's taking care of the inside the store work, whether they're selling or stocking up or taking care of the other employees and stuff like that. So they distribute the tasks which are needed to execute the business. In the case of the Prophet, whatever shares of the Prophet they have decided, the Prophet will be distributed accordingly. For example, if in this clothing business, they decided that the investor will get 20% of the profit, and the workers, the other two partners who are putting the effort, each one will get 40%. So that makes 100% of the profit. Now, if there is a loss, the loss will always be of the property. So loss will go to the property. So if there is a $10,000 loss, then the person who has invested, he will lose $10,000. While the people who have placed their effort, they will lose their efforts. It will not be like this, that because of the $10,000 loss, so since the profit was 20-40-40, so it will not be like this, the investor will lose $2,000, and now somehow the people who put the effort, they have to bring $4,000. Oh, lower number or higher number, doesn't matter. This is not the way it works. Always, the one who is putting the effort only, he will lose the effort. The one who is investing, he will lose whatever amount has been lost, and it will be taken away from the investment. Okay? So in this case, If, for example, there's a $10,000 loss, the $10,000 loss will be gone, will be taken to the, or it will be placed on the investor, while the people who have placed the effort, they will lose the effort. Okay? Now, even though somebody comes in, and or in the time of the contract, when they were creating a contract, they say no, the profit, the loss will go to both parties, meaning the one who is investing and the one who is putting the effort. Even though if this condition has been placed, this condition should not be fulfilled, because this is a wrong condition. It cannot be. This condition itself is invalid. Now, when it comes to this kind of a company, which is Sharikat al-Mudaraba, like any other company, we have to have an evidence to prove that this is allowed in Islam. And this can be seen in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Ibn Abbas radiallahu an, he used to invest his property. And when this news was taken to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam consented, he allowed it. From this, we extract that it is allowed to invest your wealth in a business where there are people who are executing or putting some effort. Again, in this case, the people who are putting their effort, they cannot assign their job or deputize their job to somebody else. It has to be done by them, because that was the contract, that this is their badan or their effort has been used while the first party's investment has been used. And this also can be seen from the life of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu an, and it is considered as a jama'a sahaba, meaning it is the consensus of the sahaba that they accepted these kind of partnerships or the companies. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu an, he invested the property of the orphans, and whatever profit that was gained, it was distributed among the people who were partners in that specific partnership. So this is what, when it comes to, when we talk about the Sharikatul Mudaraba. Now, the fourth company that we talked about is called the Sharikatul Wujuh, or Wujuh means, if you just translate by literal translation, it means face. Obviously, it does not mean the company of face here. It means the reputation or the trust. It's a reputation of certain people have been used to get the investment. Okay, so in this company, there could be multiple examples you can take. For example, there are two people. If they want to do a business, but they don't have any wealth of their own, but they need wealth to execute an action. So one way of doing that would be, they will take the investment of a third party. Now it sounds like a mudaraba, because what you're doing is, you're taking, mudaraba is a previous example that we see, where there was a third party or another party that is investing only, he's the one who comes in and invests the money in the company. The difference between this one and the mudaraba itself would be, even though it's a mudaraba-like company, is the person is investing, and now when the distribution of the profit is happening, it is happening based on the skill sets that each other person has. Okay, so which means there's a trust of making money is based off either the reputation of the person or the skill sets that he has, that they will be able to make certain amount of money. So the investment has been done because of that. So now the distribution of the profit will be accordingly, according to the skill sets. Or the very same company can be done in another way, where you're not taking the money as a mudaraba, rather, what you do is there are two people and they want to start up a company, and what they do is they go to a third party, and based on their reputation of repayment of the money or the mal, the third party gives them certain amount of money. Now they take that money and they buy a property out of it. Now when they buy the property, or they even take the property directly from them, what they do is they say that those two guys who are going to put their effort, they own certain percentage of those goods that they have bought from the person. Now they have not paid the money back to the third person yet, but now they are the one who have taken that goods or the wealth based on their reputation, and now they have certain percentage of that mal assigned to those parties. Now when if there's a loss happens, in the case of the loss, it's not going back to the person they have taken the money from, because he's not really the partner here. He's just the one who has given them the money based on their reputation that, or the mal he sold them, that they will give them the money back. If the loss happens, the loss will be distributed according to whatever percent they decided is owned by person A or person B in that case. Now, if there is a profit will be distributed according to what they have decided in the beginning of the contract. Now, what is the evidence for these both of them? In both the cases, the first case is like Madaraba. So we have already discussed the evidences for the Madaraba. So that will apply here in the first case. While in the case of the second one, which is actually, it's a case as if of the company or the sharika of the Al-Abdan, where the efforts of two people are vested. So again, the evidence that will be used will be of the Abdan. But the reputation is the one because of which they were able to get the wealth from, or the property from, the third party. And the rest of the rules will apply as if is the case of the Abdan or the Madaraba. It depends on what kind of a company that we have started with. Now, when it comes to the fifth kind of a company that we talked about, said we were going to talk about, is Sharakatul Mufawada. So Mufawada is the negotiation that happens between the parties, that what kind of a company they are going to form. So this Mufawada can be a mixture of previously four defined companies that we talked about. So that can be the one from Abdan, Inan, or Wuju, or Madaraba. So you can mix and match different things, and each one has an evidence. Okay? So the last discussion that is needed for this companies or the partnerships is, how do you dissolve a company? So as like any other contract in Islam, if there is a death of any of the partners, if any of the person dies, and they have opened up a company, whether it was a grocery store, whether it was a consulting company, whether it was a hospital, or whether it was going and fishing and catching the fish. Doesn't matter what kind of a company that they have started with. If one of the partner dies, so it automatically voids or dissolves the contract or the company. So the company is no more, and it has to be... if somebody wants to continue on the business, for example, if one of the partner died and the other partners are still alive, so out of five people who were the partners and one died, so the company is gone now, it has to be dissolved, and those four have to restart if they want to continue the company. So they have to restart with a new contract now. Or the second condition can dissolve is if any of the partner becomes insane, meaning he's not in his senses anymore. Because one of the conditions for a contract is it has the people who are involved, they have to be sane also, meaning they have to have a working mind. Or if somebody becomes incompetent means he's no more able to do take care of his own actions. He's not capable of doing the things of his own. He needs a guardian now. So in that case, again, that company automatically becomes dissolved and has to be restarted. Now, it can also be dissolved if any partner in the company, he says that he wants to opt out. He wants to dissolve the company. So if anyone, whether there are two people in the company, there are five people or 100 people in the company, if one of them says, when I'm saying company, means that they are partners, each one has a certain number of shares in the company. Any one of them decides that he wants to pull himself out of this contract, then the contract itself is dissolved and that the new contract has to be created. Now, it is a little bit different in the case of mudaraba. In the case of a mudaraba, the company which is of certain people's bodies and some people are investing their wealth. So some people have only invested money or wealth or property while the others have invested their efforts. In this case, the one who's putting his efforts, and if he comes and he says he wants to have he wants to dissolve the company. Now, if the worker, he asks for dissolving the company, in this case, you have to sell the company first. You cannot just divide the company. Because the people who have put the effort, their effort cannot be divided. So what you have to do is, you have to sell the company, whatever profit comes out of it, then the profit will be distributed accordingly, and then if somebody wants to continue on, they can recreate the company and move forward. While in the other cases, because people are putting their wealth and their efforts both together, they can divide the company as well. But in the case of a mudaraba, if it is coming from the one who is doing the work, he says he wants to divide, then in this case, they have to sell the company and distribute the shares. So this is what it comes to when you talk about the dissolving the company. So as far as the companies go, this is the only subject that we want to discuss. So again, just taking back and summarize, in Islam, there are five kind of companies that are allowed, and these are the only five that we can work with. Meaning we can create the companies and be a partner of these kind of a companies that we discussed, which was the first one was Al-Aynan, in which the parties are putting their effort and their property. And second one was Al-Abdan, where there was no wealth involved, there was no property involved. It was only people were coming in and the partners, they were putting their efforts. Number three that we discussed was Al-Mudaraba, where there was a partner or partners who were investing, and the other partner or partners, one or more, they were putting their efforts. The fourth one we discussed was Al-Wujuh, which was about the reputation, meaning on the reputation of one or more partners, they are getting the property from other parties and they're investing in the company. Fifth one was the one that is a mixture of all four. And then we discuss about the dissolving the company. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت ونستغفرك ونتوب إليك جزاكم الله خيرا.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and Sira are available at islampodcasts.com, as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment, and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about IslamPodcast.com.